Welcome everybody, Shinema 920, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are talking about the Halachos of Amen. Just a quick thing, interesting. In the Sefer Shana Halachos, it just goes through at the end, again in conjunction with the Shulchan Aruch, Meshabiru, and so on. In our Simen Reish Tes Vav, we started talking about Bracha Sheina Tzricha, Bracha Levatola. So Bracha Levatola, we understand in general, a Bracha Levatola, somebody just makes a Bracha and they're not supposed to. So that's a Bracha Levatola. We also said if you're teaching a child, so you could actually say Hashem's name, a little child, right? Because we saw from the Igros Moshe that one has to be careful not to teach a child the wrong way, because he'll end up saying Brachas with saying Hashem instead of saying Hashem's name itself. So, but an interesting thing, in reference to Bracha She'ein Etzricha, just to go through a couple of quick examples as to when it's what's called a bracha sheina tzricha, which is a bracha that's not supposed to be made, a bracha that's not needed, right? And we said on such a bracha you cannot answer amen. So we said one bracha was last time we spoke about a few shiurim ago in reference to somebody, right? Somebody washes and they start making brachas on everything. I wash and I have bread and I start making a bracha on my chicken, I start making a bracha on my kugel. So that you can't do, right? Because everything is toffel, everything is bottled to the bread, unless it's dessert, unless it's fruits and so on, candies or something like that. So then that's a separate thing. But if it's a regular main staples of the meal, the sustenance of the meal, the kugel, the chicken, the schnitzel, whatever, all that is part of the meal. And once somebody washes, that's all included in the meal. Okay, so he just brings down some more examples. So the Sefer Shana Halachos and Ois Ches, also Ligroim Bracha She'ein Etzricha. He can't make a bracha that's She'ein Etzricha, that's not needed, right? That's not needed. In other words, it's a bracha that's not, that you don't need because of the fact it's the bracha on that item or that food or whatever is part of something else. Okay. Kegayin im Shulchanai Arach. We spoke about this in the past also. These halachas were a lot of various different halachas, a little bit on the complicated side, but the bottom line is it's a bracha shein tzrichem, which is kegayin im Shulchanai. He says, Shulchan Arach lefanav, right? Somebody is about to sit down to wash. Yeah, before we spoke about if you make brachas a middle of the meal, that you can't do. Now it's a different thing, which we spoke about also, that I'm going to go sit down to, I'm going to wash now, right? So what do? I take a piece of kugel, right? And I take a piece of potato kugel, and I'm going to eat that same potato kugel in the meal, which I'm going to wash basically now. My table set. I'm basically pretty much, I'm just giving an example, waiting online. I'm going to go wash. And so I make a bur priya doma on that kugel. And then I'm going to eat it in the middle of the meal. So that you're not supposed to do. Wait till you wash, and then you don't have to make a bracha on the kugel. See, we want to keep in mind, you know, a person might think, well, brachas, isn't it wonderful to praise Hashem? Yeah, of course it's wonderful to praise Hashem. But when you're saying Hashem's name, and you're making a bracha, it could only be done when we are told to do it, when Chazal told us to do it. You can't just walk around making brachas. To say how wonderful Hashem is, of course, but not to say Hashem's name. Right, without saying Hashem's name, it's always wonderful to praise Hashem. That's what somebody, a person should do. A person should be thanking Hashem all day long and praising Hashem all day long. That's for sure. But not to say Hashem's name. In other words, Adnis and Elekeinu and the whole, you know, the whole story by saying it out. So it's just to go around, stop making brachas is not allowed to be done. We have to keep that in mind, and we have to know. That's why the importance of knowing when one has to make a bracha, when not to make a bracha is so extremely important, because it's not, and many times, it's a shaila question of a deraisa when it's the whatever bracha levatala. We're not going to get into the whole thing, a little bit of a machlokes, whatever. But the coin to many points can be dealing with a question of mamisha deraisa of lesisa and so on. Okay, so now going further, so he says like this that. So he says, right, so now the table's set, and I make a bracha on my kugel, or I take a piece of schnitzel, right before I'm going to sit down to wash, and I make a shahakel. Ah, you're going to go wash now, you're going to eat schnitzel in the middle of the meal. Why are you making a bracha now? You'll eat it without the bracha in the middle of the meal. It's part of your meal. So you're not supposed to do that. But again, we went through those halachas. If somebody has a siba, in other words, I'm so hungry, I got to just eat something, I can't wait or whatever, and it's okay. So that's a little bit different situations. If somebody needs a drink, possibly the, you know, beforehand. So those are different situations which we spoke about. But we're talking about a case in time. I'm going to go sit down to wash. There's the table set ready. I'm waiting to wash. Okay, I'll just, the kugel's there. Let me take a piece and make a dhamma. go wash, make your hamotzi, and then you don't make a bracha on the kogel. Why are you making a bracha now? So again, a case in time when there's no real reason for it. Okay, so that's what he says. Gonim shulchanai, again in Oisches. Im shulchanei arech lefanav v'dayte leilach v'lita liyadu v'lechol. Right, you're gonna go sit down to eat. Now v'lokach koydim hanatila mevarech, and you took this thing which you're gonna be eating anyways during the meal. Mevarech ala devarim shadaitem lochlam. You're gonna eat this kugel. You're gonna eat the schnitzel right afterwards. So why are you eating now? Oh, it was already on the table. I figured, let me taste it. Wait, go wash. Right, make your hamaitzi, and then you don't make a bracha. Why are you making a bracha now? So if it comes out, it's a bracha she'ena tzricha. Okay, so that's one case. Another case is just things, important things to keep in mind in conjunction with bracha she'ena tzricha. Oy sheyesh says the shayna halacha. Oy sheyesh lefan of shnei devarim sheyachal lepatram bracha achas. Right, I have two. This we went through many different cases. It's not one case. It's many different cases. Right, I have two things in front of me that are both shahakal. So I'll make a shahakal on both. Why? You make one shahakal and the other thing. Let's say I'm eating a piece of chocolate. Right, well, I'm eating a piece of fish, and it's chocolate. We're not talking about washing now. I'm going to eat a piece of fish and make my shahakal, right? And there's a piece of chocolate right there on the table. Right after my fish, I'll eat my piece of chocolate, or right after my fish, I'm going to drink my soda, right? Or together with my fish. So and it's right, and it's all in front of me, and that's it. We're not talking about where you didn't have it in mind, the question, whatever. It's all in front of me. It's right there. I take my fish and make a shahakal. Good. Now I take my soda, and my soda, which is already, now the soda is covered. You don't have to make a shakal. You pick up the cup of soda and make a shakal on the cup also. Not allowed to do that. That's a bracha she'ena tzricha. Or you have the chocolate there. Just give you an example. I made a shakal on my fish. My chocolate's right here. Right after my piece of fish, I'm going to eat a shtickle chocolate. It looks good. Right? It's right there, right in front of me. I make a shakal on my fish. Now the chocolate that's right in front of you is covered. You pick up a piece of chocolate, make another shakal. You can't do that. Right? So the same thing applies. There's many different. We're not going to go through all the cases right now. We've been going through this quite a bit. But that's another case of bracha she'ena tzricha. Oishayeshis, again, we just want to bring out the point how people should have in mind. Oishayesh lefanav shnei, right? That's how he says it. Oishayesh lefanav, it's in front of you. Shnei, devarim, two things. Sheyachal patriam bracha achas. You make one bracha on both, if they're both the same bracha, right in conjunction with all those halachas. And then, so if the person decides to make two brachas instead of one, bracha she'ena tzricha on the second one, not on the first one. One bracha you have to make, right? And the other case, the last case, he says, v'hu mevarich al kol, right, v'hu mevarich al kol achas, kol shkein she'asa lahafsik. And another case, which is a totally different thing, but also, this is mamash bracha levatala. This could be l'chayr bracha levatala, kol shkein she'asa lahafsik ben bracha latsiyah. Somebody's going to do a mitzvah. They make a bracha and they go do something else, right? Or they make a hefsik, or whatever the case is. Shegarim shetis batal bracha rishayna. That's mamash. You're doing an action, or you have a piece of fish, and I'm just giving you an example again. You make a shakal on the fish, and then before you take the first bite, you turn your head, you look at this, you do that, whatever. Even if you don't talk out, you're dealing with the problem of whereby you shagurim to shed this bottle bracha rishana. If it's only a time lapse, a small time lapse, we spoke about in whatever oinus, whatever the case is, nobody didn't talk out, so it's still good, the bracha. But you have to be careful if it's a hefsik, or definitely if somebody spoke out, the feed the mishmuri in one word. So, right, between the bracha and the mitzvah, the bracha between the bracha and the eating, and then it's nothing to do with anything, right? You know, you take and make a very shakal near, but very, oh, hi, Chaim Yankel. You know, you never took a bite. Your mom, she messed up the brach. You have a brach levatala brach, shen tzricha. However, whatever the case is, but that's, you have to be extremely careful to watch out for these things. V'kol shekein she'asa l'hafsik bein brach l'asiyah, right, between the brach and doing the mitzvah, brach l'nidim, shegarim t'shet spatel brach, v'shen it says the same shen alach. And of course, and all these brachas, if one did hear them from somebody else, where they did the wrong thing, you know, you're not allowed to say amen, and obviously tell them in a nice way, explain to them if they should know what to do. Thank you for listening.